You're listening to Greater LA from KCRW, the show that connects you with the people, the places, and the presence of Southern California. Hey there, I'm Steve Chiatakis. With Hanukkah here and Christmas a week from Monday, you very well may be wrapping some gifts. But chances are that wrapping paper you're using isn't recyclable, and it often ends up in a landfill. There is, however, an eco-friendlier option, an ancient tradition that's getting some 21st century attention.
Let's start with the small one.
At the Kraft Contemporary Museum in LA's Miracle Mile, Tomoko Dayan is teaching about a dozen people the Japanese art of wrapping gifts in fabric. It's called furoshiki.
There's no tying involved, so it's pretty simple.
Imade Dayan uses fabric to create simple but elegant bundles for boxes, for fruits, and for bottles. Could a little practice with cloth free you from the wasteful rolls of wrapping paper and scotch tape? KCRW's Megan Jamerson picks it up from here.
Tomoko Dayan takes yellow fabric dotted with orange flowers and finishes it with a bow tie in the front.
And then you hold it on top of the bottle and then do the second knot.
It's clearly a wine bottle, but as one participant puts it,
so much more elegant than a paper bag.
Dayan is from Tokyo, but calls L.A. home. She does PR for Japanese restaurants. She told the class that in Japan, furoshiki was kind of considered old-fashioned. It made her think of grandma's house, but it's getting popular again.
Because all the foreigners come to Japan and then get the furoshiki. And everybody started asking, like, how do we use it?
Furoshiki dates back more than 1,000 years ago in Japan. The word does not mean gift wrap or anything like it.
Furo of furoshiki is bath. Shiki is a sheet.
Yes, a bath sheet. Irene Tsukada Simonian owns the little Tokyo gift shop Bunkado. And she says back in the day, only the wealthiest Japanese had their own bathtubs at home. So most Japanese people went to a public bath.
So you would go to public bath and you brought the furoshiki with you and you would use the cloth to put down and you'd stand on it and then you would wrap your own clothes with it while you bathed and you brought your bathing equipment there, here, and, you know, there and back.
So furoshiki started as a way to carry your toiletries to and from the bathhouse. And over hundreds of years, it evolved into something so much more.
It's, you know, kind of like the anti-plastic bag. It's reusable.
Hannah Vanderster runs the gift shop at the Kraft Contemporary Museum, which sells furoshiki cloth imported from Japan.
And they're just, you know, you can do almost anything with them. I've used them as scarves. I've used them as bandanas. People come in to buy them as dinner napkins, so that's like another disposable item that they're replacing with it.
Vanderster says her Japanese mother frequently wrapped different items in cloth. When Vanderster recently saw a book on the practice, she thought it would be a great fit for the museum store. She was right.
Well, largely because of the beautiful textiles and we do, you know, and the craft history behind the textiles, the fact that it's cross-cultural, and then, of course, the fact that it's sustainable, you know, and it's like an eco-conscious idea that I think a lot of people are really ready to embrace.
Tsukada Simonian is also noticing more gift shop customers asking about the cloth. She says interest picked up about 7 years ago.
Customers are a wide range of traditional Japanese customers from Japan who just have to have it because they have their traditional purpose of using furoshiki to people who are just intrigued because they learned about it for the first time and they have to have something like that.
She sells many different options, from darker colored fabric for wrapping funeral urns to cheerful designs with cats that can be used for gifts or to carry items. She welcomes the interest in the tradition, and she appreciates that Japanese culture is becoming part of a broader eco-friendly movement.
I've always been impressed and proud of the fact that there's a whole movement that goes on for centuries to recycle, to reuse, to mend and fix things, repurpose things. And the mantra in Japan is mottai nai, or don't be mottai nai. And that literally means don't be wasteful.
back at the Furoshiki workshop, participants say this is a great way to avoid things like disposable wrapping paper and plastic bags. Kristen De La Torre is practicing the top knot on a box. She came to the workshop with the plan to wrap her holiday gifts this way.
But now, you know, being able to put a couple of these into my bag and always having something when I go to the grocery store or go shopping. So I'm really excited about kind of the either upcycling things or, you know, recycling, you know.
Any kind of cloth can be used to wrap in the Furoshiki style. The cloth itself doesn't have to come from Japan, which gives you another way to keep things out of landfills, says Tsukada Simonian.
So that's why things like the Furoshiki that can be reused, and that whole movement of using less, reuse things, has gotten much more important for all of us.
And avoiding waste during the holidays is the kind of gift anyone can give to the planet. For KCRW, I'm Megan Jamerson.
More of Greater LA coming up on KCRW.